Lesson 9. Human-powered flight. An ancient Greek legend tells of Icarus, who, with wings made of feathers and wax, flew too close to the sun. The wax melted and Icarus fell to earth. This cautionary tale did not deter Paul McCready, a pioneer in human-powered flight, who believed that humans, like birds, could fly with muscle power alone. His story began in 1959, when a British engineering magnate named Henry Creamer offered a cash prize for the first successful human-powered flight. The rules of the offer stipulated that the craft had to complete a figure-eight course around two poles and clear a 10-foot-high obstacle at both the start and finish. The prize, worth £50,000, about $129,000 at the time, was still unclaimed in 1976, despite numerous attempts. In July of that year, a man named Paul McCready began designing a craft that might capture the Creamer Prize. McCready owned a boat-building company that had incurred debts totaling $90,000. He hoped to use the prize money to liquidate his company's debt. He must also have been motivated by the challenge, since entering such a difficult contest is a quixotic plan for earning money. The pilot of McCready's craft was a 135-pound, 23-year-old amateur cyclist and hang glider pilot named Brian Allen. As the power source for the human-powered aircraft, Allen would have the onerous task of pedaling with about four times the amount of force needed to pedal a bicycle. The chief constraint in designing the aircraft was to make it as light as possible while retaining strength and rigidity. So McCready made the wings and cabin surfaces out of mylar, a thin, light plastic. As a result, the aircraft had a gossamer lightness and fragility, which partially inspired its name, the Gossamer Condor. Even with a wingspan of 96 feet, longer than that of a DC-9 jet airplane, the total weight of the craft was kept to an incredible 70 pounds. Before attempting to capture the Creamer Prize, Brian Allen made many preliminary flights. Then, on August 23, 1977, at a small California airfield, he made the official attempt. By 7:30 a.m., the wind had become nothing more than a zephyr, and Allen was given the signal to begin pedaling. The first obstacle was cleared, with feet to spare. The big propeller, connected by a chain to Allen's pedals, turned so slowly its revolutions could easily be counted. The Gossamer Condor moved forward at a leisurely 11 miles per hour, as the onlookers below watched with mounting excitement. The craft then passed easily over the finish line obstacle and completed the 2,000-yard course in 7.5 minutes. Pandemonium broke loose among the spectators as the Condor gently landed. McCready had won the Creamer Prize. 2 weeks later, Henry Creamer announced another prize. He would give £100,000, about $258,000, for the first successful human-powered flight across the 22-mile-wide English Channel. So on June 12, 1979, Brian Allen took off from the English coast in the successor to the Condor, the newly designed Gossamer Albatross. Since a secondary meaning of albatross is an obstacle to success, it might seem that McCready was tempting fate. But it turned out that albatross was a misnomer, because all went well as the frail craft headed for Cap Gris-Nez, France. Accompanied by a flotilla of 15 small boats filled with spectators, Allen flew the albatross. But after 2.5 hours, and with the French coast in sight, it appeared that the last vestige of Allen's strength was leaving him, and he feared that the flight would end ignominiously in the sea just yards from the shore. Sheer tenacity kept him pedaling. Spectators in the boats and on shore cheered themselves hoarse as they saw the albatross come floating above the beach and make a gentle turn. Then, after nearly 3 hours, Allen stopped pedaling, and the albatross made a perfect landing on the sand.